brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, everyone. My goodness, we have such a week ahead. We have a trio, and that is a full moon, a blue moon, and a super moon. That's on Tuesday. And we are also entering into the month of February on Thursday. Venus and Mercury also change signs, so this is a power zap week. And you people are going to really feel an energy draw. You're going to feel maybe a little logy, a little slowed down as you adjust to this energy, and you may want to sleep a little more. Just go with what your body requires. Don't try to fight it, because change is in the air, and this is serious. we're having the first eclipse that's opposite the eclipses that we had in August. This one is in Leo, and it opposes the August 7th Aquarius eclipse that we had. So whatever you were doing at that time and thinking about, it's time to move it into action. Also, a full moon represents endings, goodbye, see you around, nice to know you, and new beginnings. And you know what? Frank and I tonight, Frank St. James is my guest tonight, and Frank and I have decided that we will take the month of February and talk to you about your soulmate, present or not present. All you need to do is give us a call. Frank's number is 862-684-1904. That's his home phone to call after we're off the air. If you want to call tonight and ask a question, the number to call is 888-429-5471. So as far as I'm concerned, Frank, let's forget about the goodbyes and look forward to the hellos. Don't you agree?
I'm excited. I really am, because some of those, my moon is in Aquarius. I got Pluto in Leo. They're both in zero. One's in, and Leo's in the 10th house of career, and the fourth house is my moon. And so it's kind of exciting for me, and I'm looking forward.
And you know what's funny? You already did your move. You did your move between the other eclipse and this eclipse. So now right. Your moon is, now this moon is going to settle you in. And you know what? We have a lineup of calls tonight. I had wanted to talk a little bit more about what's coming, but I think we'll take a couple of calls first. So, Frank, you have Ruth Ann from Oregon, and she's date of birth is September 24th, 1946. Hello, Ruth Ann. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Hey, hello. I'm so excited I got you both. I hope you have both a very happy Valentine's Day. My question is this.
Love is love. We can't miss it, right?
I'm always ahead of the game. I'm always ahead of the game. My question is.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we also have the Chinese New Year's, and my son lives in China, so I was happy about that, too.
Well, cool. I'm so happy to hear that. Thanks for sharing. Anyway, my question is this. I've moved to Eugene, Oregon about a year ago, and I'm looking for a job. As you know, I'm a senior, and I haven't been very successful. Now, I've been told I'm a healer. So I was thinking I need to go into the healing arts, but I don't know what area to go because I had healing on my mother's side, healers on my mother's side and father's side.
But if you're a healer, Ruth Ann, then it's all going to start to manifest now, don't you think, Frank?
Yeah, I think my feeling is, you know, you're in a good numerological cycle right now. You're in the seventh year of a nine-year cycle, and this is going to give you the information this year to steer you towards the next year, which is your best career year, or putting money together. And usually manifests, it lands on top that each year about 6 months before it changes signs, so, or changes the number, but... you're definitely in a very good position to start getting the information that you need and making your connections.
And I'm going to tell you this thing. You know, I'm feeling that this is the year you're going to start to accumulate money, and it's going to be in the fall months. But you do have some training to do.
Like, so you need to find someone. Do I need to go? What area do I need to go for training? I mean, I have innate ability.
Spiritual healing.
I have the healing energy. People say, oh, my God, I feel your energy. It's so healing.
You have to be trained. You have to be trained, Ruth Ann. Go ahead, Frank.
What area?
Well, have you explored certain groups around your, since you moved?
Yes. I have. I've done Reiki. I don't connect with Reiki. I've done healing touch. I don't connect with healing touch. I don't. That's why I'm confused. I don't know where.
What's your meditation practice, Ruthann?
Okay. All right. I'll practice on my.
There are still alternatives to that, and
like what?
You know, I studied a lot of this for 50 years. I do my own form of healing. And I can't tell you. I'm not a healer. It works sometimes, and it depends on between the rapport we have together, you know. And but there is alternatives, and acupressure. There's you know, different forms of it, and
okay.
There are certain. Go ahead.
You can't do anything, Ruthann, until you have a daily meditation practice. That's first.
Oh, that's what I have to do first.
I'm not
okay,
kidding.
That's good.
Yeah.
I understand. I hear you, Joyce. I hear you.
Okay.
And it'll, as you do proper meditation, you feel your energy level rising, and you'll definitely get some insights as you go along. So
you'll be drawn to the people in a magnetic way once you start your meditation practice, Ruthann. And I certainly can help you on that. You can go to my website when you're offline and download the chakras in your body and begin your meditation practice.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I have a lot of wisdom and through my journey of life, and I know I'm a teacher, and I'm very good at
You have to train, Ruthann. You have to train. And thank you for calling.
Okay.
Let's find out. We do have a lineup. Next, we have Claire from New Jersey, and Claire Frank, her birthday is May 4th, 1968. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
I got into an argument with my boyfriend last week on Thursday, and we're not speaking, and I want to know if that's going to smooth over. It's basically because I lost my job about 2 weeks ago, and I felt he's been unsupportive since it happened. So he's mad at me and not speaking to me after our argument on Thursday. And I have tried to make amends. I've tried to reach out, and he won't respond to my text.
You know what, Claire? I got one sentence. If love ain't there, it ain't there. Period. If he's not supporting you and you have to fight over it, why are you bothering?
Well, I don't know. He works a lot of hours, and he hasn't had a
There's
day
no
off,
excuse.
So I think I pushed him.
There's no excuse. You needed caring for him, and he did not give it, but you give him caring when he needs it. Things have to be in balance. I would just let him cool his heels and go on with my life and see what happens. What do you think, Frank?
I agree fully with you. And I, you know, if I was in your shoes, I would definitely be angry. And
Which I was.
Yeah, well, I would still keep it.
I'd
still keep it because I know you heard about it too. And I mean, that shouldn't be a reaction, you know, to what happened. I mean, we all go through that. And are you right now, are you looking or just?
Yes, I had an interview last week. I look daily. I had an
yeah.
interview last week that was positive.
Yeah, because I feel within a couple of weeks you'll be back, but I think that he should be accountable for what he didn't do.
He's
give you
afraid.
That support.
He's afraid that he's going to have to support you, Claire. That's his fear. So if somebody isn't supportive of you, you need to ask them, what are you fearing? Let's talk about your fear.
I've never asked him for a cent. That's for sure.
Nobody said you did.
I've never.
Problem is,
yeah, but, I mean,
you never asked him for support either, and you say you just want to get past this. That should not be your attitude, Claire. That should not be your attitude. Your attitude needs to be, I need a loving, supportive, caring person, And getting past this is saying goodbye. That's all she wrote. Remember, this full moon on Tuesday will eliminate from everybody's life that which is not as good for them, that which is not productive for them, and anything that is non-supportive is going to leave. Let them go.
Claire, we're on your side.
But, Frank, you think we'll make up in a couple of weeks after he cools down?
Well, I mean, you'll make up for it, but I would still hold him accountable. And, you know, if this is something that has happened before.
Oh, yes.
See, it might not be worth it. But, you know, that's logic. But, you know, I understand, you know, it's hard to get through feelings, you know. But this seems to be a pattern with him. He gets angry because you don't do something. Or you know. And,
it's manipulation and control.
Yeah, I think it's a form of control that he's, like, punishing me, yeah, but... You think I'll talk to him again and we'll be able to...
I don't think it's important. I don't know why you're asking that question. That's not what's important. What's important is you. What's important is how you go on.
No, I understand that. I'm going to go on. I meditate, like you said, every day. And,
yes, but you're hanging on to what I call bad news.
Okay. But you still think we'll be able to
speak. This might be a turning point. I'm not saying it's not going to end because you don't want it to end. But I'm just saying that this comes up again, you know, because let me tell you something. Women rule. Men are not that smart when it comes to things like this. You got a lot more emotion going here. I'm not saying that all men are like that, but for the most part, and it's coming from a man, and I'm telling you that in no uncertain terms, and I told my daughter this, that you let somebody dictate to you about you holding back your emotions, because this is one of those things. I just refuse to talk to you. You know, until you put it together. What is that? It sounds like...
It sounds like
he's treating you like some kid.
Yeah. Do you think he'll reach out to me? Do I have to reach out to him?
He'll reach out to you.
Okay. Within a couple of weeks, you think? Or?
You know, it's up to you. I can't tell you, I know you're going to do something.
I did it already, and after today, I kind of had it, but when do you think he'll contact me?
Within a couple days.
Okay.
No, he will. It's just, girl up or whatever.
Yeah, I know. I know,
you know, this is the hardest thing to go through.
Well, it's the job loss, and then now this thing with him is like compiling it. But you think I'll have a new job in a couple of weeks when I went?
I feel very positive about that. That within 2 weeks you'll have a job.
Good.
But
very good. Okay.
On the other end, you know, do you have a girl cave?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay, great. Well,
thank you.
Yeah.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of January 29th through February 4th, 2018. The work week begins under a feeling-oriented Cancer moon. Cancer is associated with food, nutrition, the warm home, and family, so do activities with that in mind on Sunday afternoon through Tuesday morning. The full moon on January 31st brings in a trio of energy, a lunar eclipse, a blue moon, and a super moon. Although a full moon represents endings and closure, this one will be a difficult process because of the high emotional intensity in the air. Watch your emotions to see if you are more activated than normal. Early risers in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii get to see the total eclipse of the moon. Think back to last August when we had another lunar eclipse in Aquarius, almost opposite this eclipse. Over this past six-month period, you've been pulled apart to gain perspective and make choices so that you can be reintegrated into a balanced whole. Because this full supermoon generates a super energy, it is best to keep things low-key, to go within, to meditate, to eat lightly, to avoid any gastrointestinal upsets, and perhaps sleep a little bit more than usual. Avoid any important activities at a full moon. When you sleep more, it gives the energies a chance to infiltrate your body, your cellular memory, and your DNA to bring more balance in. Leo asks you to open your heart and express your passions and creativity. This full moon energy wants you to step into leadership in some area of your life. Aquarius steps back to see the bigger picture and then holds up the higher ideal for all to see. Aquarius creates a win-win environment and urges people to play nicely together for the greater good, in spite of different philosophies like politics, religion, race, etc. Let go of your judgments and embrace differences in everyone. Also on the same day of the eclipse and going through February 17th, the communications planet Mercury travels through Aquarius. This is an excellent energy for reaching out to meet new friends, explore new groups and organizations, or consider how you can bring your invention or new idea to the market. Because ambitious Mars recently moved into Sagittarius until the middle of March, you must assert your ambitions to bring expansive ideas into reality. Bring your products to the eyes of the higher-ups to see what really can happen. If you were born on January 30th, 31st, or February 1st, and or August 2nd, 3rd, or 4th, these eclipses conjoin your native sun and indicate that the year 2018 will bring a turning point in your life. At the same time of the eclipse, Mercury moves into Aquarius for the next several weeks. Expect your life to speed up, and perhaps you will find that it's time to change your daily routine or status quo. This week ends with the Sun in Aquarius and the Moon in Libra. This is a good intro for the month of February, otherwise nicknamed the Month of Love. The harmony and romantic love possibilities are stronger than usual at this time. Contact Elizabeth Joyce for further astrology information concerning your soulmate love report and your changing life path. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to our weekly program with our guest Frank St. James on bbsradio.com. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to tell you about my semi-annual spiritual intensive, which is planned for the weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. If you're serious about creating change, living in your true place in the universe, and working with your spiritual gifts that are your birthright, then this is the workshop for you. As many of you know, I only teach this twice a year, and miracles have occurred from experiencing this workshop. It's time to pull off the veil from your faces, not only so you can see who you really are, but so that you can see your neighbor and begin connecting with them at this time. This is the time of oneness with humanity. So, how much humanity can you express in your life? As we enter this new world of wakefulness, let's get caught up in the joy and excitement of realizing and embracing the new awareness that's coming to this world. Embrace the world with all it has to offer, as well as all the other worlds in this universe. Experience deep meditation, unlock your blocks, move beyond your boundaries, and begin to open your spiritual chakras. Experience ascension while manifesting your soul's purpose, the energy and tools that you will bring away with you from this workshop will enhance your life and beyond that. The time to begin is now. Where? The James Laurel House in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, in beautiful Bucks County. When? The weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. time, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., giving you time to look around the town and enjoy the many restaurants in the evening that are available. For further information, go to Elizabeth Joyce's website, new-visions.com, or you can call Elizabeth to register, 215-996-0646. Looking forward to working with each and every one of you and watching you shed, grow lighter, and evolve closer to the divine. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
That was Mama Cass with the song Don't Let the Good Life Pass You By. And I'm playing it tonight on Let's Find Out because we're coming into a full moon eclipse that's going to be very powerful for a lot of people. Very powerful. No joke. It's a trio. It's a blue moon, a full moon, and a super moon. And it represents endings, salutations, goodbyes. And the next full moon, which is going to be February 16th, will be your new beginnings. So as you go through
these emotionally trying times of the next 2 weeks, remember, don't let the good life pass you by. Remember the good things, take a lot of deep breaths, and deal with what is presented to you. You'll be better off at the other side. My guest tonight is Frank St. James, and Frank is here to help us guide through 2018, and we're both dedicating February to the time of love, and we're both here to give you your soulmate readings through Valentine's Day. To reach Frank, his number is 862-684-1904. To call in tonight and ask a question, the number is 888-429-5471. And Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, we have somebody that's waited quite a bit for you, and her name is Linda from New York, and her birthday is January 26, 1967, and I know there are several others backed up, but thank you for waiting. Are you there, Linda?
Yes, I am.
What's your question for Frank tonight?
Well, I'm a little anxious about the eclipse because I'm Aquarius with the Leo moon. So I was just wondering what would happen.
And Elizabeth, that's your
that's my baby
forte there.
Well, the question I have for you, Linda, is what happened in August? What happened with the huge eclipse in August? Something was going on at that time.
Yeah, actually, I felt like that was a good experience. I don't remember specifically.
Well, you might have had some thoughts. You might have had some thoughts about getting things done or starting something new, and this one will take away all of your blocks and put you on a new road, and you really will be put on a new road. But it can be very pleasant. It can just be an inner realization that you need to make some changes, and that's what I see. Do you have a question for Frank?
Yeah, I do. It's kind of a question about connecting with psychically with the other side. So if I'm meditate, I'm just wondering, how do I shut off that connection so I don't have to worry about, say, poltergeist activity or something like that?
I didn't understand that last part, what you were saying.
She's worried about poltergeists if she meditates and tries to contact the other side.
You don't have to worry. Your energy is stronger than the other side. And if you properly meditate, you should be able to pick up. Is there a grandmother that particularly you want to connect with?
It might be my grandma on my dad's side, Lorena, is her name.
Okay. This is a positive connection. As long as you stay in the positive side, when you meditate and on that side, you shouldn't have any problems. This is not like the movies. You know, they do that for effect, but I know that scares people. But you're not going to pick up anything because your energy, I'm feeling your energy is very good. There's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, do you pray once in a while, too?
Yeah, I do, but not as much as I should, but I do.
Okay. But, you know, there's protection, and there's protection from guardians around you, angels. There's the people in your family that have passed, and, you know, it's just constantly doing something. And then you're going to feel that communication. It's not like they're going to be talking to you out loud, but you will get a message from them.
And I want to say that as long as you have a spiritual practice and as long as you say a little prayer before you tune in to the other side, you'll be fine. But to make it stronger, to make it so you can telepathically respond, You need to meditate. Everybody does.
Someone told me that if you don't close off that connection, you can, like, lose energy and be very tired or get sick.
Is that someone, and how educated are they?
Well, I thought they were pretty knowledgeable.
You need to do your meditation first and then see what happens. You will not be harmed if you are in alignment.
Okay.
And I had this gift of mediumship since I was 3.5 years old. And believe me, I had to do this all on my own. And I've never run into problems like that. The problems come in sometimes when you're using a Ouija board or things that you don't understand that that different energies are floating around looking for a place to come in. And if you're not, you're better off not working with that stuff. It's just like, and the other thing is, I don't want to go too long here because we got other callers, but, you know, sometimes when people are learning how to do tarot cards, you never leave a spread out. You close the door to it. You put the cards away. And, if you like Elizabeth and I have been saying, if you say a nice prayer, you'll protect yourself, from any, you know, and from any type of energy around you.
Well, I do want to say this. It's very important for everybody that's listening. Don't try this stuff until you've had some training and you know something about it. I wrote a book, Linda, called Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? And you can get it on Amazon. It will give you all the information you need.
Okay, that sounds great.
Thanks for calling. Let's find out.
Thank
now,
you.
Frank, we have a Pauline. Pauline, are you still there?
I am.
Oh,
hanging
good.
You've been
a long time. Pauline waited for the commercials, and I skipped over.
I disconnected myself somehow, so I got lucky to get back in.
Pauline, and Pauline's birthday is December 19th, 1960. So, Pauline, what would you like to ask Frank?
Okay, well, I'm definitely in crossroads. I retired as a healer. I've been working on myself over 10 years now, fully, and I'm ready to get out there again. But it's funny because you mentioned your book. I actually feel I have a book in me, but that's not sure what I'm supposed to be doing. So maybe based on astrology, and he actually seems to know numerology, maybe you could tell me, Frank, what you see for me. I mean, I would love to know about love, but, you know, that's not that most important.
Pauline, we need one direct question. We cannot.
No, I know. I don't know. Whatever comes up to him, to give me. That's all. I don't really have a specific question.
Well, it is a new start for you.
Got it.
So it's very important that you kind of explore. Now, I know Elizabeth has some books that'll help you redirect yourself. And my other thing is that there's, like I said, there are different groups that you might get into, so you can get yourself acclimated back again to what you do best and then start your. Did you want to start your own group or what? Is that what you like to do?
I actually feel like my passion is. Actually, I'm really good at networking, and I've known people who are really, really powerful that need to be out there in the world.
That's what
I like to do.
Are you in Manhattan?
Yes, I know. I'm actually in Queens, but I have worked with people in Manhattan. I used to promote people, but I wasn't really good at it.
Pauline, get in touch with me offline. I have some ideas for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you.
We have more, Frank. Take a deep breath. We have a Victoria from Georgia, and her date of birth is April 7th, 1952. Now, Victoria, are you a Vicky by any chance?
No, I am not. Good evening, by the way. It's nice to be speaking to both of you.
Thanks for coming to Frank. Let's find out. What is your question for Frank?
I am burned out where I am living right now, and but I have no clear direction where I should move, and I think it's very important, and usually I'm a very decisive person. I have no clue where will be the best place for me to move.
And you do have access to a computer, right?
Yeah.
To explore, have you been wanting to move near water or
mountains?
Okay.
Yeah.
So my best advice is just to get on there and hit the different areas and see what appeals to you first. But there's so much information out there now, and it's visual, and I think it'll help you.
And I think the mountains, with all the changes that are going on, I think the mountains and lakes are safe. I would want to get out of Georgia.
Definitely. I was looking at Arkansas, but I just don't resonate with that.
No. You got to go up. New York State.
Up like
North Carolina, Tennessee. Dear. Virginia.
You're talking to a Georgia girl. That is too cold for me.
Well, you know what? The others are not going to have way too much weather problems. We aren't done with the lakes coming together and going into the Atlantic Ocean, and we have a river coming right down from Chicago, right down to New Orleans. So you want to go up and over. You have to.
Up and over. So you're saying like Virginia on up somewhere?
Virginia, the North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia border around Asheville and Knoxville, or you could go up to the Kentucky and up. Then you want to go over to New York State and the New England states. They're the ones that people are going to be moving to because they're the ones that have safe ground. We are having a year of earthquakes.
Right.
And the whole middle part of the United States is being split apart.
Are we going to be two separate countries, like east of the Mississippi and west of the Mississippi?
Well, so I don't know if it's going to be the Mississippi, but it's going to be Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio. They're all coming together. Yes, we will be right down the middle. We will be split down the middle. So you want to go up and over, up to Lake Champlain, up to the St. Lawrence River. The weather is changing anyway, so you can't do anything about the weather.
If it's changing, is it going to be warm up there by Lake Champlain?
No, ma'am. We're going into a cold. We're going into, till 2054, we're going into the ice age. Colder weather everywhere. You watch it. You had snow down in Georgia this year.
Yeah, so we've already had quite a bit. We had our first snow before even winter began.
And you're not even finished yet. This is only the first year. So we have a few to go.
I see. Well, everybody's already up in Asheville. I can't afford to live up there.
Well, you don't know that. There's so many areas around that area within a 100-mile radius that are beautiful. You haven't looked.
So 100-mile radius around Asheville is going to be pretty good because I've always been drawn to Asheville until I started looking. I'm sorry?
I said that's holy land. It's Cherokee country and it's safe.
Wow. Well, Georgia, North Georgia is Cherokee country too.
Yes,
so North Georgia.
Out of Georgia.
Out of Georgia.
Yes, ma'am.
Do. Okay, well, thank you for giving me that guidance because I sure have had a hard time. Every week
well,
it's something different to me.
It's
driving me
crazy. Now that we've told you, just sit and meditate and see what comes in. And you can always call Frank offline and he can do a full reading. His number is 862-684-1904. Okay?
Thank you. Yes.
And hon, make sure you Google it. Google it. Get a visual.
Well, I've been to Asheville, but I haven't been around that area.
Yeah.
I'll check out surrounding towns and things. I've been to a couple of those. I'm drawn to Bat Cave. How'd you like to live in a town called Bat Cave?
Whatever you're drawn to.
As long as you got big covers to cover you at night.
We do have to go, Victoria. Call Frank offline. And thank you so much for listening and for calling.
Thank you.
Frank, we have Caroline from Maryland. And her birthday is October 11th, 1942. Good evening, Caroline. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Well, let's get it straight. I am Marilyn.
Marilyn?
Yes, I'm Marilyn.
I have you from Maryland, but that's okay.
Where am I from or where am I living?
Where are you living?
In California.
In California. So it's Mary from Maryland from California. I can't do it, Frank. You do it.
And what was your birthday?
October 11, 42.
Okay, so that was correct anyway. And what's your question?
I would like to know how I can get rid of my emotional tears. I have great empathy with someone who's talking and they're in pain. I cry every Sunday in church, and I want to know how to shut it off.
What brings this on?
I've always been this way.
It's emotional empathy, Frank. And are you meditating, Marilyn?
I meditate. I pray. I
use white light.
Pardon?
Do you use white light?
I don't have a white light that I know
of. No.
You picture a white light above your head.
Oh,
and when
okay.
you do your meditation, when you breathe in, you hold it for a few seconds, picture the white light, and then when you breathe out slowly, you slowly pull that light over you. And it'll protect you from possible the empathy that you might feel, you know, from, you know, some people are very sensitive of picking up, you know, people that have passed, and this will help you to at least release some of this for you.
And your mantra, Marilyn, can be, I release the need to make everybody well. I let them be in their experience, and I release the need to have to fix it. That's your mantra, and that will help you. It will make you tough, it'll make you strong, and it will help you with peace of the heart, which is important.
Well, I hope it'll work. I'm a retired caregiver, so I...
It does work. It does work. You just have to give it time, right, Frank?
That's right. I mean, you got to think on the positive side with your meditations, with your prayers, and you start with the white light. Believe me, it does help.
I have it written down, and then I hold my breath and then release it slowly.
When you do a meditation, you're going to do a series of breathing, holding it, deep breath, hold for four, release, hold for four.
Breathe in, hold for four, release, hold for four. If you do that for 20 minutes, you will go into an altered state, and this will help you very much. I think it'll be amazing, some of the information that you'll receive if you do that routine, Marilyn.
Thank you. It can only help me, can't hurt me.
Where are you in California?
Southern California, Los Angeles area.
Well, do you know the 10 that goes up the Pacific Coast Highway?
I'm familiar with it. I don't travel it.
Well, get over to the 10, go up the Pacific Coast Highway towards Malibu, until you get to Sunset Boulevard and then turn right. As you go up the hill, take the fork to the right, and within a half a block on your right-hand side will be Self-Realization Fellowship and the Lake Shrine. You need to go and walk around that lake shrine and get familiar with it. It will give you great peace.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
And you can get it on the internet. It's Self-Realization Fellowship, srf.com.
srf.com?
Self-Realization Fellowship.
Okay.
I can't tell you how much it will help you.
All right. Thank you very much. Anything
Frank,
else?
Anything, Frank?
No, I'm a number-sensitive person. Maybe it's the time we were born. I was born 1940. I mean, I'm very sensitive. I cry sometimes, but it's, you know, I'm in sympathy with a lot of things, but I don't let it rule my life. And I do all these things that Elizabeth and I are talking about, you know, with the proper meditation, the proper visual that you might have of what you want to happen sometimes after you meditate to a certain point. If you do 3 or 4 deep breathing exercises, hold it, let it out slowly, then breathe normal in between. And maybe on the fourth one, you have this visualization that you want to see yourself calm, feeling a lot more positive and not letting this overwhelm you, that this is the only way to go for you.
I really hope it works, because I will work it.
You know what, Marilyn? It will work. You don't have to hope.
I will work it.
That's my girl. That's my girl. Thank you for calling Let's Find Out. And you might want to go to my website and get the book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. I think that will give you comfort as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good. You're welcome. Frank, we're at the end of the night. My goodness, it's been a busy night. What a wonderful time. Do you have something to say to the world out there as we go through this time, these next 2 weeks?
I'd like to say, simply lighten up. Enjoy life. I'm so happy to get up in the morning and take on a day. And maybe we all should stop shouting about everything that's going on and listen. Maybe listen to someone else. Maybe they got something to say. But that's my feeling. Lighten up, you know?
That's good. Because nobody would be in your life if they didn't have a message for you. Why don't you give out your number again, Frank, for people to call you to make an appointment?
It's 862-684-1904.
Okay. And Frank will be back with us at the end of March. I think it's around March 25th. So thank you tonight for joining us, Frank. And this is Elizabeth Joyce. It's getting time for our meditation. And we're going to have a beautiful meditation tonight with Richard Schulman. I have a song from Mandy Patinkin. It's called As Time Goes By, and I picked it because time has passed so fast, especially since 2012, and we have to remember the good things as time goes by. Next week, my guest is Marisha Donna Duharmi, and we're going to be talking about her book, The Way Home to Love, A Guide to Peace in Turbulent Times, which is perfect for the month of February. The good news is spring is coming early. The bad news is we have to get through February. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention, and words like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. Still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our closing meditation. Developing Your Ascension Self in 2018. With so many teachers and paths out there, it's rare to come across a spiritual teaching that feels genuinely new and significant enough to concentrate and focus on. There has been discovered a radical new approach to spiritual life that is sending shockwaves through the contemporary spiritual world. If we want to evolve spiritually, we don't need to get rid of our ego or even to overcome it. We simply need to learn how to access the part of us that is already beyond the ego, the depth of the heart and the depth of the soul. Instead of spending a lifetime making slow and steady progress in our spiritual path, we can take a radical quantum leap into a completely different experience of being alive. So get ready, take three deep breaths, make sure your spine is straight, sitting in an upright chair, with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed, or you can sit in the lotus position. Close your eyes and listen as I ask these questions. Is there a heaven and a hell? Most of the world religions believe in some kind of heaven or hell. Christians and Muslims especially affirm such a belief. On the other hand, there is a growing number of people who are spiritually inclined to reject this notion. Many say they could not be a hell because of a loving God would never send his children there. Others trust in the account given by those who have had near-death experiences and who have returned, stating that there is no hell, even for the likes of Hitler. They ignore other near-deathers who testify that they actually went to hell and experienced it for a time before returning back to Earth. Almost all believers in an afterlife accept that there is some version of heaven after death, but a lot of them have difficulty in accepting hell. Again, we ask, what is the truth? What is the truth of the matter with this question? Is there a hell or not? Well, the answer is yes. There definitely is a hell, And of course, we create it for ourselves. I'll prove it to you. Even atheists will have to admit that I'm right on this one. We all know there's a hell because we have seen it and experienced it. And I'm not talking about the unlucky few, but all of us. We have been through hell at one time or another right here in this mortal life. Some through much more than others. Here are an example of hellish experiences of ordinary folk that we know, our neighbors, our loved ones, our relatives. Number one, death of a loved one. Number two, a lost love or divorce. Number three, dealing with a sick, distraught, or out of control child. Number four, an unhappy marriage. Number five, a tremendous loss of some kind, like the death of a child, or perhaps a sudden loss of your parents. Number six, great physical pain and discomfort. Number seven, jail time. And number eight, failure to reach your dreams. All of these things are common happenings that most of us experience to some degree. But then there are other unfortunate people who are in a more permanent hell. Take someone who was in a serious car accident and becomes paraplegic. Which one of us are healthy and strong enough that would not admit that they would be in hell if they traded places with such a person? What about the person who is diagnosed with a terminal illness? Not only does he have a short time to live, but it will also be physically draining and emotionally painful to the end. Is that not hell? Something we wish we could avoid? Then there's the hell experience of many millions on this planet who have little or no freedom, or perhaps little or no food. The inhabitants of the North Korea area is a prime example. These people have to pretend to adore their leader and follow all that he says, or they will suffer prison or death. Many of them live on starvation diets, even resorting to eating tree trunk bark to survive. Which one of us would not consider ourselves living in hell if we had to trade places with some of these unfortunate souls? Okay then, we've established there's a hell right here on earth, and many are experiencing it right now in real time. If there is a hell right here on earth, then what makes some of us think the next world will only be pure bliss with no negative experiences? Much of the hell we experience on earth is due to our own perceptions and illusions, bad judgments and attitude. This is what has to change. This is what has to lift off the planet. Does it make sense that just before death a person would be miserable with the results of his actions, and then the moment after death, he's suddenly happy with himself? Simple logic tells us this is not likely. If we make ourselves happy or miserable in one sphere of activity, then surely we have the power to choose the same mindset in the next. Merely leaving one room and going to another does not eliminate the problems that come from living and moving in this world, or from this world to the next. It's like a changing room. That's why we have morning meditation and nightly review. And that's why we have your soul life review at the end of life before it is determined what pod you go to, after our life, so that we can grow and expand closer to the divine source. So, is there a lake of fire in the next world where the wicked will suffer for eternity? Not likely. Likely we have to live through our judgments and our misconceptions and shift as we witness how our decisions and our thoughts affected others, affected us, and affected the planet. Remember something. Pain and suffering is temporary here, and therefore it is temporary on the other side. The words everlasting and eternal come from the Greek anos, which means related to an age. An age is not eternal, but a period of time with a beginning, a middle, and an end. All punishments, upsets, or disturbances in the next world are self-inflicted. And when we stop the thought process that makes us miserable, the supposed punishment will come to an end. All sincere souls eventually find the heavenly realms and enjoy a period of rest and happiness among the many mansions and dwelling places that Jesus mentioned. Remember, in my house are many mansions. The levels of ascension, as explained in the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. The question we need to ask is this. Are we willing to drop our judgments and act out of love? If we want love so badly, and most of us do, we need to be that love. So as you decide that you choose ascension, begin to develop yourself in 2018. We're coming into a spiritual renaissance, and this is very important. So begin now. And realize that every thought, every action, every feeling, every emotion comes from you. Let go of revenge, let go of getting even, and let go of resentments. Keep your thoughts on the high road and embrace every experience that you go through and share in 2018 with acceptance, part of your destiny, and grace. Thoughts are things. Dwell in that remembrance. Dwell in that knowing. Thoughts are things. So everything that you think, you create. Every person you meet, you have called into your reality for some kind of a lesson or experience. 2017 can be fabulous and unlimited, and you can reach your highest potential. All you have to do is concentrate, tie in with spirit, know that you can radiate the God source through you, and accept that challenge as you ascend and begin to use that energy for the good of all. So take a deep breath. Feel this new energy that's on the planet flowing through your body. Take another deep breath and forgive yourself for everything you've done and everything you haven't done. Because in the moment, you acted the best you could with what you knew at the time. Let it go. Let everything that went wrong in 2017 go. And the years before that, let it all go. And understand that you are now choosing to sign up for a positive 2018, where your thoughts and decisions and actions will take you to the place that you most desire. See your dreams coming true. Know that there are unlimited realities. And also know that you can be in the top part of that. You can be in the light, going higher and higher as you walk your path. So be that. Be love. Respect people for who they are. Allow them to be who they are. And walk your path in love, peace, and harmony. And now sit back, close your eyes, and let yourself float up as Richard Shulman brings you into alignment with this very special toning and music.